back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to Endless Love in the Dark?
Super Joe getting it done today. Secret romantic that he is, has put together a tremendous collection of what we call rejoins.
Disappointed.
Bump music.
Disappointed there's no Debbie Gibson in this mix. Is that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, perhaps?
Don't make any promises, Super Joe.
I get lost.
However, Debbie Boone will make an appearance before 10 o'clock.
That's...
the coach, the head coach, Jeremy Colleton, is sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. By the way, if you want to rip up your ex's photo today on Valentine's Day, Hooters will give you free wings.
What?
Is that right?
That's right. It's a promotion going on at select Hooters. Check your location. For all the singles out there with a special someone, Hooters is offering its customers buy 10, get 10 free, a special bonus wings when they show up with a photo of their ex and rip it to shreds. 20 wings for the price of 10 and therapy for you. At Hooters. Off. Coach Jeremy Colleton joins us. Good morning, Coach.
Morning. I like my new intro music.
Endless Love.
I was going to say that's right in the heart of you, but actually that was before you. That Endless Love preceded you, but you have to know that song. That song's iconic.
I've heard it a couple times.
Once or twice. All right, so the situation is this. Season gets turned around. You go on this run. You love can't it. Win them all. You just have to win most of them. Do you see anything special to the guys going into tonight?
I don't know about special, but it's an important game because you know, we had a good run, as you said, and then we weren't very good the other night. And now we got to respond. We're back at home, and certainly we feel like we're pretty good here, but we got to perform well. And sometimes you don't control the results, but you control your performance, so it's really important that we're good tonight.
You had a good start the other night, but you had that 5-on-3, and I think you had one shot on goal during that time. And I wonder how you look at those. When you're not productive with a two-man advantage, does that kind of have a hangover effect for the rest of the period or the rest of the game?
Well, it was a missed opportunity, that's for sure. We got a little bit of a break on the first goal, and then we had a chance to go up two on the road, and we didn't come through, and then they sort of changed the game at the second half of that first period. They raised their level. We didn't really respond, and it's a different game if we score, but at the same time, just because you don't score shouldn't mean that we did have a dip, and there's really no reason for that, and something that had an impact on the game.
Hey, Jeremy, I don't know how much you read the papers in town, but a couple days ago there was an article in the paper about how Chicago owes you an apology.
Yeah.
And for, maybe questioning, people had a lot of, we loved Coach Q and then the things you were trying to do. Did you feel that yourself, that people needed to come and say, hey, maybe we were wrong about you?
No, there's nothing wrong with loving Coach Q. That's pretty easy to do. I don't really have an opinion on it. I'm happy that we're playing better. I'm happy that we're in the race. We get to play some fun games. That's enough for me. Hopefully we can continue on.
I heard an interesting story about you from your time in Sweden, and I didn't even realize this. The Swedish press apparently is vicious when it comes to, like, tabloidy vicious, right? When it comes to their hockey clubs and their sports. So you felt like coming to Chicago, and this is not cocky, you just felt like coming to Chicago. It's like, I'll take your shots. I think I've heard most of it before. And the last thing you think is you've heard most of it in Sweden.
Yeah, well, at least everything's in English here.
You didn't have to have the insults easier. Translated.
Yeah, it's a little easier to defend yourself. No, it was a good experience for me over there. Obviously, it's a heavy microscope as a non-Swedish coach. There's imports playing in the leagues over there, but there's not a lot of Canadian coaches in Sweden. So it was a good experience to go through that.
Coach, the we had Dylan Strom on the other day, and you know, he's just playing lights out for a young player that you got in the trade. You have been able to solidify your lines and really jumpstart by having some success from some of these young players in the second and third line. How important is that for the team, for you to have some consistency with your lineups?
Well, I think it helps to have, when we build the lineup, to have some secondary scoring and some younger guys step forward and show they can take on a bigger role, because that allows us to play Taves with Kane. You know, if we're not getting positive shifts, not even just production, certainly production is good, but just positive shifts and offensive zone shifts and getting out of D's on them, then it makes it really difficult to play those other two together. And so that's, you know, that's been really good, the extra balance in the lineup, and I think it's part of why we've had a little success lately.
All right, so the goalie situation is you got the kid signed. That's not a bad thing. Got him at a bargain price. I know that's not your department, but that's also not a bad thing in the big picture. But everybody wants to know, what do we know about the regular? When is he coming back? The one who shall not be named until he's back on the ice. What do we know?
So who are you talking about?
Well played by you. Who's your goalie tonight? How about that?
I'll tell you later. No, as far as Crow, he won't be playing. And I think... very positive that he's been practicing, and he's joined the group, and great. But there's no timeline. We don't have a date. Just hope he continues to feel good and progress and get sharper and sharper. And, you know, if that continues, then we'll see him. When that date is, I don't know.
Jeremy, you have a guy on your roster who is on the brink of a pretty impressive milestone, 1,000 games, Chris Kunitz. He's the oldest guy on your roster at 39. What is having a guy like that, even though I know he's not an everyday player for you, but what does having a guy like that on the roster mean to you? What does that number mean?
Yeah, he's been great. Really enjoyed having him around and working with him, and he's been in and out of the lineup, obviously, but his presence is still, it's been a big positive. Just, you know, obviously he's got the cup experience, and it's kind of good, different teams. Like, he wasn't part of this group that won three cups. He's won four somewhere else, so he's got some different experiences, and he can bring that to the table, and it's another voice for the young players as they, you know, get used to the league. And, you know, 1,000 games, pretty, you know, obviously just shows his longevity and what a great player. He's been in the league for a long time, and not just 1,000 games, but the cups that go with it. It's pretty impressive.
Look at the changes with this team from the time you took over until now. The power play was abysmal. Now it's hot. It's one of the best in the league, a 5-on-3 aside. The penalty kill, which was abysmal, wasn't great, but it certainly appears to be improving. You give us some more optimism. What else is leading to the wins, and what else are you seeing improvement on that maybe the fans are catching up on?
Yeah, well, I think the penalty kill, I think we're seeing progress. The puck's been going in our net, and it's been a little bit of an ongoing theme over the last few games. I thought we were close to turning a corner, and, you know, obviously losing Campy was a little bit of a that was a blow in that area. And but I do think it's moving in the right direction. We just got to kind of get over that hump, and that would be a huge benefit to us because the power play is going. We'd like to give a little less back on the penalty kill, but 5-on-5 is better. I think we're starting to understand, you know, we can control the tempo of the game. We can play in the offensive zone a little more. That's going to make it easier on everyone. When we're drawing, that will help us to draw more penalties. We'll give up less, in defensive zone coverage. That's getting better. I think maybe the last couple of games not as good as that road trip right after the break, but we want to get right back to that.
Let's get it back on track tonight. One little blip, that's all. That's all. Your cable went out for a couple of periods. That's
it. If the team loves us, they will give us a win for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't know that that's part of his pregame message, but if it works, it works. And, Coach, in the meantime, we'll keep playing the hits for you for Valentine's Day, and good luck tonight. Welcome home, by the way.
Thanks very much. Take care, guys.
That's Coach Jeremy Colleton.